Shane, what sort of research do you have to do for the makeup in a war film?
Well, I suppose the first thing is you look at the period. It's like World War One, so it's 1916. So that's a good place to start. And then obviously a lot of army soldier research. You talk to obviously the costume designer who's, you know, dressing them all and sort of working with him. You have to look at like the way men's hair was cut then, the way women's hair was styled back then. You know, all that. I mean, the internet's an amazing thing because you can basically just find any kind of image or any kind of, you know, research you need there. But then you also, you know, you talk to the director and look at his research and, you know, correlate between all of these different departments, the art department, the costume designer, the director, and sort of just start collecting, I suppose.
Now, I imagine we'll see a lot of short backs and sides in this film, but also, did the Germans have different hair to the English, to the Aussies?
They kind of did, yeah. I mean, the Germans were a little more kind of, how can I describe it? A lot shorter at the sides. I mean, it was basically because of, you know, when they were at war, there was lice, so the less hair on their heads, the better. So a lot of the time, they just got rid of all their hair. I mean, there's also a lot of facial hair. I mean, most of the research I've seen, like, nearly every man has a mustache or a beard, or so, you know, you have to take that into consideration when you're sort of trying to get that whole period look together.
They would have been able to shave every day in the trenches.
Well, the funny thing is they did shave sometimes, but I think just of that period, they all kept mustaches. It was just a sort of a sign of the times, I think.
And when you're looking after the Aussies at home during that time, the civilians, what sort of look will they have?
I mean, the men, basically, like, pretty much every man had short back and sides in 1916. They all had haircuts. They all went to barbers. They all, you know... I mean, they don't actually look that different. I mean, depending on their age, I mean, you know, older men sort of, you know, looked a little more Edwardian because they were sort of carrying over from the Edwardian period, and then sort of the younger men, you know, were just basically short back and sides all round.
And what about the ladies' hair? What will we see there?
Well, the women's hair, the same sort of thing. Like, the older women are sort of left over from the Edwardian, so there's a lot of sort of, you know, long hair that's put up, a lot of hats. I mean, women wore hats, you know, most of the time. So I think unless they're working in an office, I mean, the younger girls were sort of starting to sort of bob their hair. It's when the sort of the bob was sort of coming around, so a lot of them were sort of lopping their hair off quite short if they were sort of under 16. Women didn't really put their hair up until they were over 18, so the younger girls, their hair was usually always down. The older women always had their hair up. Yeah, and like I said, lots of hats.